and has been brought to my attention by concerned parents. And I suppose you know and I know that when kids are involved, if they're walking to school on their own, they're not going to tell their parents that any are escaping on the road. So I'm calling on the council, and I'm delighted the motion has been passed here today that we identify it and maybe put in place a pedestrian crossing, alternatively lollipop personnel there to be able to control and manage the high volume of pedestrians at school hours.
And it's a council-owned junction, is it, or NRA? What's the procedure from here?
That's the NRA. It's the main N56 that travels through that. So it'll be the actually now the TIA that'll be dealing with it, Transport Infrastructure Ireland. So we're calling on them to come and look at the site and either install a pedestrian crossing and also traffic lights to try and manage, slow down the traffic that's travelling through it. Or alternatively, that ourselves as a local authority through a TUS scheme or a local FAST scheme that we put in place lollipop personnel.
Do you envisage this being just around school opening and closing times or all day?
Well, the school opening and closing times is the one with the pedestrians, but I think that anybody that's a motorist that's travelling down any of those two roads, need it be from Trent or Mulford up to the junction that's travelling the main N56 through Kilmacrenan, they've always said that the speed of the traffic going through the village is just too high. It's a 30 miles an hour speed limit, 50 kilometres zone, but unfortunately, at the end of the day, it's not been adhered to. It's too big of a main road and people aren't adhering to the speed limit. And I think that the only way to slow it down is to put traffic lights in place, because there's been too many near misses reported and a lot of serious accidents also at this junction in the past.